San Francisco Labor Council Local 21, International Federation of Professional Technical Engineers, International Vice President Ron Dix.
Thank you. Hello, everybody. I just have one question. How are you enjoying that post-Prop 13 NAFTA economy? Because this is what they had in mind when they passed it. They knew exactly what it was going to mean. This is not an accident. I'm a pragmatist, and I firmly believe that things happen because people facilitate an environment that allows it to happen. We didn't get here by accident. These people who we voted for to represent us, this is what they gave us. It's time to take back our state. I am a veteran of the people who marched 20 years ago to end a war in Vietnam. It wasn't the Senate, it wasn't the Congress, it wasn't the mayors, it was people marching in the streets that made that happen. We stand today at the exact same spot. Nothing is going to happen until we demand it. They're not going to do it out of the goodness of their own hearts. As Sister Ford said, this is just the beginning. Next time, this demonstration will go all the way to Market Street. And the time after that will go all the way to 6th Street. And it will keep going until we take this state back and do it the way we want it to run. Thank you.
Now for a moment of more than speech, we bring you Cipre!
What's up, y'all? What's going on, San Francisco? Yeah, I'm a City College student representing City College, you know what I mean? I know we deep in here. I got a song I wrote called March in March. March 22nd, get on the bus. We got 30 of them from City going to SAC. So make sure y'all in there. Sound man, can you press play? Yeah. It's my man Larry. He's the hype man up here today, you know what I mean? Yeah. Feel free to sing along. Yeah. 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 Aren't you tired of being broke? Don't you feel sometimes that there's no hope? Don't you like getting all that knowledge? Don't you want free money to go to college? Aren't you tired of losing classes? So now is the time to get off your asses. March and march, stand up proud. All of my people gon' say it loud. The budget cut sucks, Governator. This is another movie by Schwarzenegger. Guns of action, no subtraction. Get satisfaction. March and march, stand up proud. March and march, say it loud. March and march to Sacramento. March and march, it's monumental. March and march, stand up proud. March and march, say it loud. March and march to Sacramento. March and march, it's monumental. Education, what I'm lacing. Financial crisis throughout the nation. Budget cuts are devastating.
Tax dollars steady.
Steady wasted. That's far from sure. On the verge. Verge of world war. A war on drugs. A war on terror. I don't want to be California's Paul Bearer. March and march. Stand up proud. March and march. Say it loud. March and march to Sacramento. March and march is monumental. Stand up. Stand up. Put your hands up. Yeah, yeah. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up. What it do? San Fran, right on, y'all. Much love. You know what I'm saying? Keep fighting. That's what's up. My name is Cipriano.
Enough money to fund education, they are lying. They are lying through their teeth. We have more wealth. We have $10 billion of oil wealth that is pumped out of the ground. Our money handed over to the oil companies. They don't pay a nickel in taxes. Not one nickel. The money is there. When the federal government wants to wage war, the money is there. When they want trillions of dollars to bail out the banks, the money is there. We're here to say we're sick of it. We're not going to take this anymore. We're going to mobilize our forces. We don't need a politician to tell us what time it is. We're going to go to Sacramento in the hundreds of thousands. We're going to tell them the show is over. California is ours. We're reclaiming our future. Get out there and organize.
All right, we have with us a couple of other folks down front. We're going to recognize from the National Union of Healthcare Workers, one Antonio Molina. Yeah! From the Community College Board of Education, Milton Marks. Our next speaker is a kindergarten teacher. She works for UESF. Kindergarten teacher, Susan Solomon. All right, folks, we need you out of the trees, otherwise you're gonna cut off our mic for a moment up here. Susan!
Good to see you, thousands of people here today! We are here today to address a crime. The crime of stealing education from our kids. An education they deserve, an education we owe them. Public education is the greatest gift we can give in democracy. It's more than a gift, it's a right. And when it's stolen from our kids, we're all being robbed. Educators are being told again that we simply have to learn how to do more with less. We are sick and tired of doing more with less. We want to try something new. Let's try doing more with more. The other day, and somebody asked about what do we do about the problem that we have to use union rules to figure out which teachers to lay off. He was asking the wrong question. We're not the problem, we're the workers. Yeah. And we are part of a growing coalition of people that say we don't have enough money, we don't have a fair democratic process. That's what we need. So what are we going to do? There's a bunch of things we're going to do. One thing I want to make sure you all do is go and sign the petition, the California Democracy Act. There are petitions here. Please take them home. That is so that we can eliminate this requirement to pass a budget or pass a tax with a two-thirds majority. That's got to go away. Progressive taxation. The people and the corporations who have more money should pay their fair share, period. We want to rewrite those tax laws. So we have to demand that our elected officials treat our children like they matter, because they matter. And they got to treat us like we matter, because we do the work. Thank you.
All right, we just had a man come up on the stage without asking. His name is Leland Yee, he's a state senator. He voted no. And they're punishing him for it. You know they're punishing him for it. If you want your legislators to vote no on the kind of budgets that hurt, you've got to support them, because they're changing his offices. They're diminishing his rights within the Senate. They're punishing him because he voted for us. Leland Yee is over here. We're not going to let him speak. But you must support him. Thank you. From Peralta College, Joan Berzin.
Hi, everybody. It's fantastic looking out and seeing that the whole square is full. college teacher at Berkeley City College. And the economic crisis enters my classroom every single day. Students who are laid off, students who are trying to work three jobs and go to school, students who are being evicted, students whose parents are having their houses foreclosed on. We see more poverty, more hunger, more homelessness every single day. And in education, the cuts keep coming. Fewer classes, fewer programs, fewer counselors, less support, and higher fees. We're made to feel powerless. We feel like the decisions are made behind our backs, behind closed doors, and against our interests. We're told that the only solutions are individual, but we know that that's not working. But there is another way. We have a force we can count on. Look around you, that force is ourselves. We came together to fight back today. This rally brought people from K through 12, up through the university, public workers, and many, many more. The rally won't stop the cuts by itself, but we need to put something forward. Instead of tea parties, we need workers' assemblies. We need our own emergency program. One that says no cuts to education, no cuts to public services, full funding. We're the people who do the work in the state of California. It's time that we get what we deserve. Let's take it.
All right, look at this banner right down in front. Turn that around so they can see that. Essential work for extraordinary workers, the classified school employees. Look at that. Look over here. Look at your San Francisco school bus drivers. Look at the support you have. College of Ethnic Studies, San Francisco State. Look at who's here. Look who your friends are. Look who everybody is around you. From higher education now, the president of the California Faculty Association, Lil Taze.
Good evening, San Francisco! Are you fired up? Are you gonna take it anymore? Today, we make history! Up and down California, thousands are taking to the streets to educate this state about what is happening to our system of public education. Yeah. March 4th has ignited a national movement. It has fired the imagination of our brothers and sisters in Connecticut, in New York, in Michigan, in Minnesota, in Louisiana, and even in Texas. Statewide action in the history of California. But it is up to all of us to make sure that March 4th is just the beginning. We have here the seeds of a movement that can lead this state to the kind of future that it's a future that not only invests in public education, but achieves social justice for all people. Our work begins today. Se puede, si se puede.
From CSU East Bay, Nick Baum.
Hello, San Francisco.
In your voices, I hear a victory. Let me hear your voices. I hear a victory against fat cat, fat ass administrators. Let me hear it. Victory against the governor and the legislature that does not support us. Let me hear it. I hear victory for students who are losing classes. Let me hear it. I hear a victory for low-paid Sunday school workers in our universities who are supporting us, our painters, our plumbers, all of our people who are supporting us, our support staff. Let me hear ya. I hear a victory for our lecturers in our system who do half of our work in the CSUs. Let me hear it for them. People, I come from the Department of Ethnic Studies at California State University East Bay. We know how to get this done. We're here because of you. We move forward because of you. Let me hear your voices. In your voices is a victory. Give it to me. Yes.
All right, very serious moment. We're looking for a sister. Middle school student needs her sister. Shani Hilton. Helton. Shani Helton. Shani, if you're here, could you come over to the table at the end of the stage? Your sister needs you. Shani Helton. Shani Helton. Shani. Thank you. All right. Gregory. All right. Chabot College. Gregory Correa.
Well, it's great to see everybody here tonight. SEIU 1021 is in the house for classified people. 1021 is here. We are here for the fight for all of us. Today, you are my future. You are the reason why we are here today. Students, this is what I say to Arnold. This is what I say. That's what I say. You gotta stand up. You gotta fight tonight. We gotta fight every day from now on. Our administrators, our politicians are ripping us off. I'm tired of getting pumped. It's time to get up, because I'm standing up, and I'm standing up for all of you. So you gotta stand up, and you gotta be bad, you gotta be tough, but you gotta think smart. Be smart. God bless you. SEIU with you tonight. Thank you.
Another one of our parents who also works for Local 2, Sister Josephine Rivera.
How's everybody? You guys are great. My name is Josephine. I've been a Local 2 member since 2002, since my coworker and I won the union at the Marriott. I'm a mother of two children. One of my child is receiving right now an IE program, which is an individual education program, which really helped him a lot, okay? And without this program, I don't think my son will be able to make it to middle school, okay? Our union is right now fighting back against profitable corporations who want to eliminate healthcare for thousands of people. They want a country where workers are paid very little, don't have healthcare benefits, and can even count on basic services like public education. Hotel companies like Hilton, Hyatt, and others are trying to cut back on paying low taxes that they're already paying right now. We all have to fight back against those who would like to eliminate the things that make this country good country to live in, okay? And also to build our future for our children. Thank you. But before I leave, I want to hear to all those Filipinos in the crowd, let's sing this. Mag-ibaka, huwag matakot. Mag-ibaka, huwag matakot. Which means, let's fight and don't be afraid.
the state to the city. The city runs out of money and turns on its employees. You see it happen with Muni. You see it happening with the city workers. You see it happen with police and fire. You see everybody turned against one another because the state doesn't take care of the budget. Here with us today, a firefighter, Sean Buford.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you all for coming out. The members of the San Francisco Firefighters Local 798 are honored to be invited participants here at this rally. We are here to let the state know that our youth are our future. We all recognize that these are difficult economic times, but San Francisco Firefighters are here to stand united with teachers, with parents, with labor and with the communities to say that education has suffered enough. Enough is enough. Also, I stand here proudly as a native San Franciscan, a product of the San Francisco Unified School District, and a former employee of the school district as a paraprofessional. I know firsthand the importance of education and after-school programs that help keep youth focused and off the streets. We need to send a clear message to the state of California that we are not going to wager the future of our youth anymore by cutting education, by cutting essential services like public safety or infrastructure and public health, just to name a few. We need to stand united as one and let our voices continue to be heard. Thank you, everybody, once again.
Thank you, Sean. Joining me right now from the Oakland Education Association, the president, Benny Olson Jones.
Hi, I've just come from Oakland where we had a huge rally at Franco Gallo Plaza. Thousands of students and teachers. And we are so excited to be here. Thank you.
Thank you for coming, Benny. Thank you.
Don't worry about it. There's no cops here.
Next speaker from the University of California, Ricardo Gomez.
Hello everyone, my name is Ricardo Gomez. I'm an undergrad at UC Berkeley. And I just wanted to come here to show our solidarity with your struggle. And I specifically wanted to talk to the high school students that are out there. So if you're a high school student, please make some noise. Yeah. So I wanted to talk to high school students because as members of the K-12 system, you all stand the most to lose out of this budget crisis. If you don't know right now, higher education, K-12 in California is 46th in the nation. It's pretty shitty, right? So you all are vying against Mississippi for one of the last spots at the bottom, right? How do y'all feel about that? So what I wanted to urge you all to do is to do what students did in the 1960s in high schools, and I wanted to urge you all to create democratic spaces where you all can get together and decide for yourselves how you want to move the movement forward on your own terms. And so I want to encourage you all to form these spaces, form coalitions at your own high schools, and you know, stage your own walkouts, stage your own protests, stage your own things, because that's really how you all are going to get what you need. And so solidarity. I hope you take that suggestion. Thank you.
They have a robot.